This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Third grade teacher Melody Arabu has written a new book, her first book, Diary of a Real Bully, with illustrations from fellow teacher Jessica Rohrhoff. Both are teachers at Keith Elementary in Walled Lake. Melody Arabu was named last spring as the Michigan Teacher of the Year, and that's when we first met her. Welcome back to the program, Melody.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, you have this platform as Teacher of the Year as a good way to take on the problem of bullying, but I'm wondering, what did you see in your classroom that drove you to write this book?
Yes, well, I actually wrote this book 8 years ago, and it was really just to be able to share a message with my students, and I read it to them in a duotang folder on printer paper without illustrations, just because I wanted them to at least hear the story and identify that within themselves. So, you know, to have it as a real book now is amazing and something very exciting. But it came from a result of the patterns that I saw every year with my third graders. There was something that happened around springtime each year where, you know, some of my nicest, brightest students would start to show some, you know, mean behaviors, some of the mean girl behaviors, and then also just a little more aggression between the boys. And I was just so surprised by that because I don't remember bullying happening in third grade, and I definitely wouldn't expect those students to be doing the bullying. So that really just made me kind of take a look at, you know, why that might be happening. And I started to notice, you know, if you mention the word bully to students, they get very defensive. You know, I'm not a bully, and parents do the same. So that had me kind of thinking about the stereotypes around bullying and how, you know, what you see on TV, those people who are mean all the time and big and
like the plastics and Mean Girls, the
yes,
Rachel McAdams
yes, the
character.
Plastics. There's a very specific girl stereotype of the over, you know, self-absorbed, overpopular mean girl who, you know, is controlling and manipulative all the time. And then for the male aspect, there's the big, dumb, mean guy who pushes people into lockers and steals their lunch money.
Sure, they use that person in Glee, that kind of character in Glee.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and I have yet to see a kid like that in 13 years, you know, that exists. So what we really have are very nice kids with good hearts who maybe make bad choices and behave in a mean way sometimes.
So give me, for instance, doing what?
So a lot of exclusion, not letting somebody participate in their group or in their activity, or even just sitting with them. That's a really big thing that starts in third grade. Also name calling, even something as subtle as eye rolling, you know, that just makes somebody feel like you don't care what they're saying. Sometimes it's repeated behavior. Sometimes it's saying something negative to somebody one time that changes the way they feel about themselves. So those are the types of things that I hope to change in kids, is just to let them see that you're definitely not a bully, but when you act like a bully, you have a negative impact on other people. And the beauty of that is that kids do not want to be bullies. They're actually devastated to realize that they've hurt somebody else, or, you know, how they've impacted somebody else. So that small little shift, instead of saying, you know, a kid is a bully, it's, you know, a kid is acting like a bully, that makes them much more willing to take responsibility for their actions and you know, to apologize and to make that change. Because they know that that doesn't identify, you know, who they are as a person, but it definitely makes them more aware of how they treat others.
Well, and I like the way that in Diary of a Real Bully that you point out that we've all done these things. Everyone has acted like a bully before, even grown-ups.
Yes, that's a huge piece of it, because I want them to see that nobody is immune to this, you know, that there's something in human nature that makes us act that way sometimes. And I think it's happened for so long and goes into adulthood because you don't ever stop to realize that it's bullying and that it's a bully action. So, you know, you think it's okay because you're a nice person, so it's okay to make a comment, it's okay to talk behind someone's back, it's okay to make fun of somebody. Because, you know, you're a good person inside. So I just want to make a little shift in people's thinking where anytime you make somebody else feel bad, that you're acting like a bully, you know, and again, nobody really wants to be that way. You'll never come across a person who says, yeah, I want to be a bully, or very, very rarely.
And this girl you profile, you kind of make the centerpiece of Diary of a Real Bully, Anna. Using Anna's words, then it sounds like you are trying to, number one, help kids identify the things they do that hurt others, and then give them some ownership and help them own what they're doing, and then show them how to change.
Yes, yes. I just want them to realize that, you know, when they have a negative impact on somebody else, that they can take responsibility for it and make it better. You know, they can definitely change the way that they, you know, treat that person. They can change the way, their tone of voice that they use, because tone is a big problem too. A lot of kids have an attitude towards other kids, and even, you know, sarcastic tone or saying something in a mean way has a big impact as well. So I just really want them to become more aware of those things, because they will change them, and I've seen them change them year after year when I can point out to them, hey, how did you make that other person feel? Bad. Okay, so what were you acting like? A bully. Do you want to be a bully? No. You know, I've never had a kid say yes to that. Mm. And then, you know, what would you do next time, or how can you make this better? And they're very receptive to that.
So breaking the bully stereotype is step one, and then it sounds like you're trying to offer the idea of we need to communicate in different and better ways. That needs to be the next step?
Yes, definitely. So there's two pieces to this. You know, there's, of course, the bully piece, and that's mostly to blame. But there's the victim piece as well. And I, you know, I'm careful in saying that the victims are actually part of the problem as well. And, of course, we don't ever want it to happen to them. But a big part of this is that we assume that kids know how to communicate what they're feeling, and they really struggle with that. So I'll have a student that will come up to me and say, you know, this other student is doing this to me, and, you know, it bothers me. Oh, yeah, you know, I'll say, that sounds awful. Have you asked them to stop? And they'll look at me and just say, no. Oh, okay, we'll try that. Or, you know, they stop the behavior, but they're still feeling upset. So I'll say, oh, did you tell them how you feel? You know, that bothers me when you do that. That hurts my feelings when you call me that name. You know, did you say that to them? No. And then a really big piece, too, that they struggle with the most is the apology aspect. You know, they want an apology from the other student even after the bully behavior has stopped, but they want me to ask the child to apologize to them. They aren't comfortable asking for that apology themselves. So I work with kids to help empower them and to help them communicate more effectively so that they can solve these problems, you know, on their own and not need an adult all the time. And I think that if we can teach kids that very early on, we'll definitely have less problems and less bullying, because they can point out to other kids, you know, when someone's acting like a bully, and help them realize that within themselves. They really can just try it, just very simple steps, saying stop, telling how you feel, asking for an apology. And then, of course, they know that when those things don't work, they can tell an adult, because we want to make sure everybody feels safe and comfortable at school and at home. But I think they're great strategies for teachers to use, for parents to use with their kids and encourage them. And then with kids, it takes a lot of practice and modeling. And oftentimes I'll help students in the beginning of the year walk through their problems and just kind of facilitate their, you know, communication. And then this wonderful moment happens at some point in the year where they've seen it enough and feel a little bit more comfortable with it to start doing it on their own. And I will hear kids say, stop doing that. Even if it's something so small as tapping your pencil, stop mm-hmm. tapping your pencil, or stop saying, I can't be part of your group. You know, that hurts my feelings when you do that. It's a really great, powerful thing to see the kids take that ownership and start to become more independent with those things.
Well, you can find out more about Diary of a Bully at Melody's website, which is melodyarabu.com, MelodyArabo.com. Melody, great talking with you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.